ശ്രീഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഹരി ഓം. ഓം നമഃ പാണിനികാരത്യായ പതഞ്ജലിഭ്യ ശബ്ദവിദ്യാസമ്പ്രദായ കർത്തൃഭ്യ പരമഋഷിഭ്യോ നമോ മഹദ്ഭ്യോ നമോ ഗുരുഭ്യഃ. പുരതഃ പ്രായേണ പ്രായശഃ വസ്തുതഃ മീൻസ് റിയലി, വസ്തുതഃ മീൻസ് റിയലി, റിയലി യഥാർത്ഥതഃ. സോ സത്യതഃ മൂലതഃ ഓൾ ദോസ് തിങ്സ് ബിക്കമിംഗ് റിയലി. വസ്തുതഃ ലൂകാരസ്യ ഋകാരഗ്രാഹകത്വന്ന കുത്രാപി ഉപലഭ്യതേ. തത്വബോധിനി സംജ്ഞാപ്രകരണ സി ഋലുവർണയോർ മിഥ സാവർണ്യം വാച്യം. ദെർഫോർ ഋ ക്യാപ്ചർസ് ലു ആൾസോ ഇൻ ഇറ്റ്. ആൻഡ് ദി സെയിം നോട്ട് ലു ആൾസോ ഷുഡ് ക്യാപ്ചർ ഋ, ബട്ട് യു ഡോണ്ട് ഫൈൻഡ് എനി എക്സാമ്പിൾ ഫോർ ദാറ്റ്. പുരൺപുര ഇത്യാദി സ്ഥലേഷു ഋകാരേണ ലുകാരസ്യാപി ഗ്രഹണം ദൃശ്യത്തെ. ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് യു ഡോണ്ട് സീ എനി പ്ലേസ് വെർ ലു ഗെറ്റ്സ് റൂ ഇൻ ടു ഇറ്റ്. വട്ട് ഇസ് വാട്ട് യു സേ? വസ്തുത തിയറിറ്റിക്കലി യെസ് വൺ കെൻ ഗെറ്റ് ദി അതർ ആൾസോ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദി സാവർണ്യ, ബട്ട് ഇൻ റിയാലിറ്റി ഇൻ പ്രാക്ടിക്കൽ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി വൺ വേ, ദി അതർ വേ യു ഡോണ്ട് ഫൈൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് എനിവേർ. That is what Tattvabodhini Kara says. An interesting observation. Atha kim? This comes in all dramas by Kalidasa. Atha kim means yes. It is not a question. Yes. The meaning given is jiha. Yes. Yes. That is the meaning. Atha kim. So it is not atha and kim. Then what? It is not. Then what? That is not the meaning. Atha kim means yes. സർവഥാ അപ്സരസംഭവൈഷാ അഥ കിം. ദിസ് ഈസ് ഫ്രം ശകുന്തള. സി അബൌട്ട് ശകുന്തള സം ഡിസ്കഷൻ. ഹൂ ഈസ് ദിസ് ശകുന്തള? ഇഫ് ഷീ ഹാപ്പൻ ഇഫ് ഷീ ഈസ് ദ റിയൽ ഡോട്ടർ ഓഫ് കൺവ, ദൻ ദുഷ്യന്ത കനോട്ട് മാരി ഹർ. റൂൾസ് വിൽ കം ഇൻ ദി വേ. സോ ദുഷ്യന്ത കനോട്ട് മാരി. ഹി വാസ് സസ്പെൻസ്ഫുൾ ബിക്കോസ് ഈസ് ദ കിങ് ഈസ് നോ, ഹി ഹാസ് ടു ഇംപ്ലിമെന്റ് റൂൾസ് ഓഫ് ദി സ്മൃതി. And he himself violates the rule, that is not accepted. Therefore, he has to find out whether she is really the daughter of Kanva, then whether Kanva is married. No, Kanva is not married. Oh my goodness, that saves the situation. Therefore, she is not really the daughter of Kanva. Then whose daughter she could be? Then they inquire and find out that she is the daughter of Urvashi. Urvashi or Manaka? Manaka. മേനക, നാട് ഉർവശി, മേനക വിശ്വാമിത്രസ്യ പുത്രി മേനകായാം. സോ അപ്സര, അപ്സര മേനക ഈസ് അപ്സരസ. അപ്സരസ് സംഭവൈഷ, ഇൻഡീഡ് ഷീ ഈസ് ദി ഡോട്ടർ ഓഫ് അപ്സരസ്, മീൻസ് ദ സെലസ്റ്റിയൽ ഡാംസൽ, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി മേനക. അഥ കിം? യെസ്, യെസ്. Athaki means yes. Means he is proving his own love for her. Because now she can marry, he can marry her. That is Shakuntala. Api vrushala manuraktaf prakrutayaha athakim. Vrushala means Chandragupta. He is not a Kshatriya. Chandragupta is not a Kshatriya. He is not of the caste of Kshatriya. Some other caste he is. Vrushala is a caste. So people, will they be agreeable for a non-kshatriya as the king? That was the question. Because Chanakya has to look into that also. Ultimately people should accept him as the king, you know. Though it is monarchy, people should accept. So the answer is yes, Athakim, yes. This is from Mudra Rakshasa. പ്രകൃതയഃ മീൻസ് ദർ സെവൻ പ്രകൃതീസ്, സപ്ത പ്രകൃതയഃ. കിംഗ്, ദ മിനിസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, കാബിനറ്റ് മിനിസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, അമാത്യഃ പ്രൈം മിനിസ്റ്റർ, ദെൻ ചീഫ് ഓഫ് ആർമി സേനാപതി,
അഷ്ടപ്രധാന മന്ത്രി,
കോശാധികാരി, the treasury secretary. Ashtaprakrutayah, not Sapta. No, no, Saptaprakrutayah.
Ashtapradhan, in Maharashtra it is to be Ashtapradhan Mandala.
Ah, okay.
So, eight.
Yeah, in Gita it is Ashtavitha Prakruti. Ah. Whereas in Rajaniti it is Sapta Prakruti.
Okay.
And one of those Prakrutis is the public.
No.
One of the seven.
Janaha is...
The citizens' council will be there. That is the one of the seven.
Swami, it reminds me of the example that you said. The people have to accept the king, whether he is Kshatriya. Same example was there with when Shivaji was to be coronated.
Mm.
Nobody in Maharashtra, no Brahman was ready to
accept him.
Mm. So he had to get Gagapatta from Kashi.
Oh.
Because they were not sure whether to call him Kshatriya or not. Oh. There were some hesitation.
Yeah, some hesitation.
Irrespective of the proof that he is he's like a avatara. But still they were hesitant.
Yeah. In India, everything goes by caste. It is very rigid caste system, hierarchical system.
Yeah.
That's why even Chanakya is convinced about Chandragupta's worth and all that.
But still,
what about the caste?
Mudraksha also portrayed as he picks him up from a playground.
It is based on historic story only. Historic drama it is. Therefore, it is not some kalpita katha.
And he starts a new dynasty, Maurya.
He is the son of Mura.
Mura. That's how Maurya.
He is the son of Mura.
Maurya.
Yeah. Mura is not a Kshatriya. But Mura's husband is a Kshatriya. She is half Kshatriya.
Oh, is it? Now it is accepted because that Maurya, they are in south, at least in Maharashtra, they are called as More.
Okay, More. They are all Kshatriyas now, accepted as Kshatriyas.
Like the Yadavas, they are there in Maharashtra, Jadav.
Jadav, yeah.
So they are Yadav, Jadav.
Jadav.
Patel, Patil.
Okay.
Same name.
Yeah. Anvak, it is means behind. Anvak, piche. Tan, this is from Raghuvamsha, second chapter. Tan devata pitra tithikriyartham anvagyayau madhyamalokapalaha. Madhyamalokapalaha means King Dilipa. Madhyamaloka is Bhuloka. Bhulokapalaha is the Dilipa king. Tam anvak yayau. He went behind that cow. Tam is the cow. Behind that cow he went. He has to do service to the cow now. And what is this cow? Devata pitra tithikriyartham. Why Vasishtha kept this cow? Because every day he has to do homa, devata. And for that he needs milk. And then occasionally he has to do pitrukriya. Pitrudevatas also he has to offer something. For that he needs milk. And then Atithi comes. Guest comes, he has to give some milk to drink. So for that also he needs milk. So Devata, Pitru, Atithi, Kriyartham. That is the purpose for which he kept the cow. He did not keep it for his personal benefit. For these things he kept it. Therefore, every day the milk she gives is very valuable. Devata Pitru Atithi Kriyartham Tam. That cow, Anvak, behind the cow, the king went. That is from Raghuvamsha, you know. Then Apiva, Athava. It also means Athava. Apiva means Athava. Or. Hemna samlakshyate yagnau vishuddhishyamika piva. You see, agnau hemnaha vishuddhihi apiva shyamika samlakshyate. The gold is there. It's a purity, vishuddhihi. Or its impurity, shyamika, is clearly seen in the fire. And they put gold in the fire, it is clearly seen whether it is pure or not. You see, in India, it is all about gold, because golden ornaments, kind of craze is there, especially in South India. I think, I don't know about North India, in South India it is there.
I think so. South India
most. And the Tamil Nadu is most.
We thought Andhra is the most.
No. Andhra is there, but after Tamil Nadu only. Tamil Nadu is the top. There, they sell gold ornaments, etc. You see, Dubai companies have their branches in Chennai. In Hyderabad also they have, but in Chennai more. Chennai is the topmost for gold jewelry and all. Because people purchase a lot of it. And now they started contamination. In India, adulteration, they are experts in adulteration. In fact, if anybody wants adulteration technology, they can go to India. For everything there is adulteration. For everything. Everything is adulterated. Gold also. Now, if you adulterate gold with copper, in fire you can see it. Gold remains, copper comes out. It gets oxidized to copper oxide. So, you remove the copper oxide, now gold is gold. Pani ka pani, or like that it becomes. So, what they do, they have adulterated with a metal called iridium. Iridium is a metal, what they call rare earth metal.
Heavy.
And they purchase it. It is available in China. They purchase it from there. And it comes cheaper than gold. Therefore, they melt it. Iridium melting point is higher than gold. Gold melts at 3000, iridium melts at 4000. Now, when they melt iridium into it, iridium also is a noble metal kind of thing, and it remains intact, and then its shining also remains, it doesn't melt, and therefore you cannot say it. Now, when they want to melt this gold, it doesn't melt. Gold doesn't melt. Now, goldsmiths are flabbergasted. They say, some of the goldsmiths, they say, I am working on gold for all my life. Now the gold that comes, it doesn't melt it before me. I am unable to melt it. Some contamination is there. And the contamination is iridium. Therefore, hemnaha samshuddhihi agnau lakshyate shyamika piva. Whether it is purity or impurity. Shyamika is impurity. So it is clearly seen in the fire. When you put the gold in fire, it becomes very clear. Kasmat. Kasmat, you have to make it avyayam. Otherwise, akasmat won't come. So, why? Kasmat means why. It is not panchami vibhakti. It is not apadana. It is not nimittartha panchami. It is just why.
అచేతనం నామ గుణం న లక్షయేత్ మయైవ కస్మాద్ అవధీరితా ప్రియా.
సో శకుంతలం, దుష్యంత ఇస్ రిపెంటింగ్. సో
మయైవ కస్మాద్ అవధీరితా ప్రియా,
షీ వాజ్ రిజెక్టెడ్ బై మీ, షీ వాజ్ ఇన్సల్టెడ్ అండ్ ఈ రిట్రీటెడ్ బై మై సెల్ఫ్. సో why I have done like that he is repenting. Mayaiva kasmat priya avadhirita. Priya means Shakuntala, avadhirita means tiraskrita. Kasmat tiraskrita, why she was rejected by me, like that he is repenting.
The first part, achetanam nama gunam na lakshayet.
So, that we have to see. It depends upon the context, whatever that meaning is. The words are simple, but you don't get the meaning straight away. But the second part of the meaning is very clear. Mayaiva kasmad avadhirita priya. That is the usage of kasmat. Prage. So, it is not like saptame ekavachanam. It is so subanta pratirupakam avyayam. Prage means in the morning, early morning. Pratakkale tyartha. Sayam snayat prage tatha.
that is Manusmurtikara. One has to take bath twice, in the morning as well as in the evening. In the Grihya Sutras and also Manusmurti etc. Smurti is about the family life of a Vaidika. They are very strictly presented. Every single detail is presented. And therefore he is telling you when to take shower, when to take bath and all that. This shower thing is not there in India. This is Western. Like there are not there, a few things are not there. So it is Western only. There it is taking a bath and river, or taking water from the tumbler. They call it tumbler here, but in India nobody knows what is tumbler. They call it mug, which is not a very useful word here. Here you have to say tumbler. anyway.
There is a word, Swamiji, that got into Indian languages from tumbler. Called tumre. It has become, intra-lar, it has become rare.
It is there in Hindi?
Yeah, Hindi, a lot of languages.
No,
it is tumbler.
Tumbler.
It is tumbler, it become tumre.
Gujarati is tumbler, tumbler.
Tumbler.
You use tumbler. You are in America for a long time now.
No, India we say tumbler.
Yeah, because South, a lot of English.
Yeah.
The Englishmen in India live in South only.
Mug is also English only.
Yeah, mug is.
But that mug means a different thing here.
That mug is a different meaning. And Andhra Pradesh lo what they say?
Dinki tumbler.
A tumbler ke.
Shimbut
English lo.
English.
Mug. That is tin pot. That is tin pot which has become tin pot.
Yeah, mug they say. Anyway, so prage. This prage, why not a vibhakti in the morning? No, because there are samasas, prage, shayaha, one who sleeps in the morning. So like that, prayogas are there. Therefore, it is obviously an avyaya. Sayam chiram prafe prage, like that sutra is there. In that sutra it is made into a nipata. Parashvaha means day after tomorrow. Day after. Parahyaha means day before yesterday. That also should come later, somewhere it should come. But parashvaha. Parashvo yasyati munihi. Yeah, the Maharshi will go day after tomorrow. Srak means quickly, shikram. Srak sarantya bhisarikaha. That is. Abhisarika is a nayika, one of the eight nayikas. Means the nayika goes in search of nayaka. Abhisarati it abhisarika. Generally, the nayaka goes in search of nayika, but now it is the opposite. That's why she is abhisarika, means very pushy and very active young lady. That is the kind of nayika. So she is called abhisarika. And see, these abhisarikas are going. They are going to meet their beloveds. So they are going fast. Srak saranti abhisarika. Aram. Again, shigram ityartha, quickly. Aram yati turangamaha. Turangamaha means a horse. Is coming very, is going very quickly. Even turam is also quickly only. That's why it is called turangamaha. Turam gichyati iti turangamaha. Rahaha. It is again not Ramahavata. It is avyaya it is. Rahaha. Means ekante ityartha. Ekante. Atav parikshya kartavyam visheshat sangatam rahaha. Yeah. You see, before you move forward, you should pay attention and you see the see back and forth. Means you have to see everything. Especially before moving forward about Shakuntala, Dushyanta, he has to find out, you know, whether he can marry her later or not. Otherwise it becomes adharma. The king should not do adharma. therefore pariksha ataha pariksha kartavyam, whatever you do after examining, especially rahaha sangatam, if he has to meet her in private, so before doing that he has to say, he has to check about her antecedents and all that. That is what he said. So he can send a message to Shakuntala that I want to meet you in private, and she may oblige also, but before he takes that first step he has to check who is she, etc. That is what he is saying. Atav pariksya kartavyam visheshat sangatam rahaha visheshat rahas sangatam pariksya kartavyam. Whatever, when we decide to meet in private, we have to find out the details. Then Kiratarjaniyam also, rahasya nudnyam adhigamya bhukrutaha. Rahas is rahasi, it is rahasi. So this rahas shabda is also there, because rahasi is saptami ekavachanam. Rahaha rahasi rahamsi rahasi rahasoho rahasu, like manasi manasoho manasu, sakaranta napumsakalinga shabda, it is also there. So you have to distinguish between the two. Therefore, if you want to use this shabdam, it becomes rahasi in secret place. So, for example, in Kiratarjuniya, that is how it is used. Bhuvrutaha anujnyam rahasi adhigamyam. Having taken the command of the king in secret. That is what it says. Rahasyam came from rahaha bhavam rahasyam. It came from rahaha avyayam. Rahaha in a secret place, bhavam is. Whatever is in the secret place, it is called rahasyam.
What is indicated by that sa in the back, in the parenthesis next? Sakara is put.
Rahasya. That visarga came from sakara.
That's how it is.
Panini says as rahas, he doesn't say rahaha.
That only Vincent Shastri is indicating. It is coming from.
Coming from rahas. Sasaj shoruhu karavasana yor visarjaniyaha. Like that it came. Upajosham. By one's own icha, by one's own will, by his own will, by one's own will. That is the meaning of upajosham. Yathopajosham vasamsi paridhaya. This is from Bhagavatam. So, yathopajosham vasamsi paridhaya. Vasamsi means clothes. Paridhaya means having dressed with clothes. So they were wearing clothes according to their own desire, their own liking. Yathopajosham. Upajosham yatha means upajosham anatikramya. Means that is how yatha is used, you know. So according to their own desire they were wearing clothes. People wear clothes according to their own desire. Then upajosham te putro jataha. So this gentleman was desiring to get a son, and so he got a son. Te putro jataha. Upajosham, according to your will you got a son.
Upajosham
yatha. Yeah, no, two separate words. Separate words.
So he says dishtya. Is that the second meaning?
Dishtya is the second meaning. Yeah, correct. Dishtya means what? Ananda. Ananda. Very lucky. That is the second meaning. You have pointed out well. I missed it. So upajosham, that is not according to your wish, Arani Sachi. Very happy. Upajosham means very happy. Te putro jataha. You got a son. Yeah. You see, dishtya samupajosha tvetyanande, okay, whatever. సముపజోషం చేత్యానందే. సో దిష్ట్యా సముపజోషం, దీస్ టు వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద చమరహ.
వాట్ ఈస్ దిష్ట్యా? ద వర్డ్
దిష్ట్యా ఆనంద, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ తృతీయ ఏకవచనం. ఆనంద ఇట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అవ్యయం, అవ్యయం దిష్ట్యా ఇస్ అవ్యయం. అద్యత్వే మీన్స్ నవేడేస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సప్తమే విభక్తి అరణి సత్యం. నవేడేస్ కిం పునరద్యత్వే యస్ సర్వథా చిరంజీవతి వర్షశతం జీవతి. సీ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యావరేజ్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, దట్ వాస్ ది డిస్కషన్. సో ఎట్ వన్ టైమ్ దే యూస్ టు లివ్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్, బట్ నవేడేస్ హూ లివ్స్ ఫుల్ లైఫ్ లివ్స్ 100 ఇయర్స్. అది వాడు భాష్యకార ఇస్తే, మహాభాష్యకార పతంజలి సే. సో ఎస్ సర్వథా జీవతి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ లివ్స్ ఫుల్ లైఫ్, వర్షశతం జీవతి లివ్స్ 100 ఇయర్స్. జీవే మశరద శతం, దట్ ఇది మంత్ర. యూ డి నాట్ హియర్ దట్ మంత్ర? యూ హావ్ హర్డ్ ఇన్ సంధ్యావందన మంత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్. జీవేమ శరద శతం, నందామ శరద శతం, మోదామ శరద శతం, ప్రబ్రవామ శరద శతం, అజీతాస్యామ శరద శతం. అది మంత్ర, వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ మంత్ర.
ఇట్ ఈస్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రీటింగ్. ద ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఈస్ యూజ్ నార్మలీ, యు నో, ఆన్ ది బర్త్డే వి గివ్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ విష్.
This is about it is myself.
Coming from, it is coming from where, Swami?
It is Sandhyavandana Upasthana Mantra. Madhyanha Sandhyavandana Upasthana, particularly. Aditya Narajasa Vartamano Niveshayan Namrutam Martyancha Hiranyayena Savitarathena Devoyati Bhuvana Vipashyannu Udvayantama Sasparipashyanto Jyotiruttaram Devandevatrasuryamagan Majyotiruttamam ఉదుత్యం జాతవేదసం దేవం వహంతి కేతవ ఋషే విశ్వాయ సూర్యం చిత్రం దేవానాముదగాదనీకం చక్షుర్ మిత్రస్య వరుణస్యాగ్నే ఆప్రాద్యా వా పృథివీ అంతరిక్షకం సూర్య ఆత్మా జగతస్తస్తృషశ్చ యచ్చక్షుర్దేవహితం యచ్చక్షుర్దేవహితం ఓహో యచ్చక్షుర్దేవహితం పశ్యేమ శరదశతం జీవేమ శరదశతం. లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ కమ్ ది సంధ్యావందన మంత్ర. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఐ లవ్ ఇట్. దట్స్ వై ఐ సెడ్ డోంట్ మైండ్ మై
సేయింగ్.
యజుర్వేద, యా, పీపుల్ డోంట్ సే ప్రాపర్లీ మంత్రాస్. దే డోంట్ సే ప్రాపర్లీ, యు గెట్ డిస్ట్రాక్టెడ్. దే డోంట్ సే ప్రాపర్లీ, సే సంథింగ్ లైక్ ఫోక్ లోర్ సాంగ్. దట్స్ వై ఐ కీప్ అవే. Because you sit there and every mantra mistake you have to sit and listen to it.
Punishment.
You get distracted. So mantras should be recited properly, you know.
What is he saying about the 100 years here?
Kim punar adhyatve navedes, what to speak of navedes? Whatever that context it is, we don't know what is that context. పునః అద్యత్వే వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ నవేడేస్, ఆజకల్ క్యా బోల్నే కా క్యా. యహ సర్వథా శతం జీవతి సహ వర్ష శతం జీవతి, హూ లివ్స్ ఫుల్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ లివ్స్ 100 ఇయర్స్. లైక్ దట్.
వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ వర్డ్ పస్పశ?
పస్పశాన్నికం. యా, యు సీ, మహాభారత మహాభాష్య ఈజ్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఆన్హికాస్, లైక్ రామాయణ ఇన్ టు కాండాస్. Anhika is a volume. That is how the name is given there. And the very first Anhika is called Paspashanhikam. Paspasha means Upodghataha. Upodghata Anhikam. It is called Paspashanhikam. Very famous word. And so, from there it came. Mahabhashya Paspasha. Paspasha means Paspashanhikam. Very dear. Shortcut. You may read Paspashanikam, all of you. It is not about Vyakarana. It is general discussion about Vyakarana. Purpose of Vyakarana, Rakshoha, Kamalagvasandeha. That is how, they are all purposes of Vyakarana. Very beautiful discussion. all the students of Sanskrit should learn Mahabharata, Mahabhashya, Paspashandikam and Nirukta Upodghata Grantham. Rest of it is a dictionary, you can check it yourself. But Upodghata text of Nirukta, Yaska Nirukta, you should read it. Students should get grounded well.
And it is not something short introduction, it is
a, it is a chapter by itself, a full chapter, yeah. Very beautiful chapter. There is a Puravaksha, Anathaka Mantra. There is no meaning for mantras. That is the Puravaksha. And he establishes the Puravaksha very well.
In Nirukta?
Nirukta.
And then he...
Then he refutes it. No mantra must be there.
And so the purpose of Nirukta.
So the purpose of Nirukta. Otherwise, why Nirukta?
Why is he writing?
Because among the Vedic schools, so there is a school which said that there is no mantra for the Vedic. There is no mantra. Shabda itself is pramana. Shabda itself is esoteric. You say that Shabda, and therefore you get the phalam. That is what people are doing anyway. Are they not doing the same thing? Why do you look like that? That is what people are doing. Right? That's why there is a varavaksha there.
But it is not a recent phenomenon. It is there from
it is there. Since a long time it is there. Listen to me. So, then it is refuted. Lots of arguments are given. See, sometimes what happens, I made a book, Vaidika Sukta Manjari, therefore I have some experience in that field. You better don't look for the meaning of the mantra. You are very comfortable. Nice to hear and but if you go into the meaning, you will be disappointed. There is nothing there. That much is there. You expect something very special. Therefore, what happens, by the time you start seeing the meaning, you will lose some of that enthusiasm. Kya bol rahe bhai? Like that it happens. Not all mantras like that, but some of them.
We miss the mantras which are great in terms of what they are saying.
Yeah. So, that is one thing. Sometimes the meaning is very uncomfortable also. And mantra have no meaning. Now you are safe, you know. Go on reciting. Tadanu. Afterwards. Sandesham me tadanu jalada. Something is there. He jalada. It is from Megha Sandesha. O Meghama. He Megha. So tadanu afterwards. Me sandesham. My message you will pass on to her. That is what he is saying. So, Shroshyasi something. You will make her hear. You will tell her, my Sandesh. It is all verbal. No letter, you know. Cloud has to say. And so, afterwards, you will sunavo, Shroshya. You will make her listen to the Sandesha. First, you see her and don't frighten her too much with your lightning and all that. And make her comfortable, and then slowly you tell my message. That is what the Yaksha says to the cloud. Megha Sandesha.
Jalada?
Jalada means O Megha, He Megha, He Ramavat.
Jalam Dadati?
Jalam Dadati to Jaladaha. It's a Sambodhana.
And then Swami said that word because the megha is also moving, jalada also becomes in the meaning of movement.
No, jalam dadati.
But in our language, we use the word jalada, or even in Hindi, jaldi karo. That jaldi.
Oh, yeah, not jaldi.
Yeah, but it is about movement.
Oh.
It comes from that megha which is moving anyway.
Okay.
But the jalada misunderstood as movement.
But in Hindi, even jaldi is written without halanta, without ach.
Without ach,
It is not jaladi, it is jaldi.
Jaldi.
Without ach they write. Therefore it is not from jalada.
Oh, it is jaldi. Together.
Together. Jala and da are separate.
Now he is pointing out some of these things. You see, avyaya saunjna is there. Swara dinipatam avyayam. Dinipatas, beginning with the swar, they are the avyaya. Then what are the nipatas? Pragrishvaran nipataha. So, rishvara is there up to that sutra, whatever list is there. Before that, they are the nipatas. Also here it is said, nipatas, they can be added also. Panini has said some nipatas. Iyanta iti sankhyanam nipatanan navidyate prayojana vashadete nipatyante pade pade. These are the nipatas, only this many. That kind of a count is not there. According to the usages of the poets, etc., more and more nipatas are added all the time. That
what is called an akrutigana
song? Akrutigana, yeah. Kind of. Yeah. It is kind of akrutigana. And so more and more nipatas are added. That is one point. Then, you see, pradayaha upasarga kriya yoge. There are two sutras. Pra, etc. They have gati samudhya and also upasarga samudhya only when they get associated with a verb. Okay? They are upasargas, you know. They must always be associated with a verb. But these pra, etc. are also nipatas. Nipata need not be associated with verb. Pratadanu is a nipata. It is not associated with verb. It's an independent word. Upajosham, he, kasmat, akasmat, these are all nipatas. And avyayas and independent words. Whereas pra, anu, etc., these are all pradis. The gana of pra, etc. And pradayaha, chadayaha. Cha, etc. are independent nipatas. Whereas pra, etc. are entirely upasargas. So these upasargas are always used in association with a verb. Always together with verb they come. In Laukika Sanskritam, the upasarga should not be separated from the verb also. Whereas in Vedic Sanskrit, you find them separately. You can find them separately.
Not necessary, anywhere.
Like Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Bhisida Sadhanam Agostu Sida Asida Sadhanam Asida. Sadhanam means Asanam Asida. Please Adhishthito Bhava. Anashrunvan naha utihi shrunvan asida sadhanam asida agostu sida. Like that every manasto ketanaya man aji shimano goshmano ashvesu ritishaha viran manor drabhamito vadhira havishmanto orma sadhishemate arate gogdhano tapur shakmehe kshedviraya prafaram he matim. Someday, everywhere it comes. In Rudrajaya also it comes. Everywhere it comes. So there upasarga gets separated from the verb in the Vedic usage. Namaste astu dhanvane bahubhya mutade namah yata isha shivatam ashivam bhuvate dhanahum shivasha ravyaya vijyan dhanuh kapardino vishilyo banavagum uta aneshan nasyeshava avurasya nishangathi yate hetrimidhushta mahaste bhuvate dhanahum. Then like that, so many mantras are there where this upasarga gets separated. One I gave nidhaya krittim vasana achara pina kambibhra dagahi vikirida vilohita namastestu bhagavaha yaste sahasrakum heta yonjama smannima kuntutaha sahasran. Okay, anyway, one example I gave. I thought I will give one more example, but it is not coming.
Is it restricted to only Vedic poetry?
Only in Veda they are separated. In Laukika you should not separate. They should always be.
I thought those poets who want to really go with the meter, this is the opportunity for them when they are able to separate it. But they don't separate it.
They should not. In the Laukika Sanskritam, they should not be separated.
It has got attached.
It should be attached as a prefix. But
some of the pradis can be used separately without kriya yoga. Some, if you selected,
even in laukika.
Laukika sanskrutam only. With kriya they are always used. Even without kriya connection, they can be used separately with their own meaning. Some meaning will be there. Like that, usages are there. That now we are getting. So, some important such avyayas which are in the pradigana and which are not used in association with the verb, they are being coming now. Okay? Anu means behind. Vishno paschad anu Vishnu Siddhanta Kaumudi. Vishnoha paschad. That is the vigraha vakyam. Anu Vishnu. This is avyayibhava samasa. Behind Vishnu. And so it comes as anu Vishnu. Avyayibhava samasa. Napuskalingam. Then ashvasyadau tadanu kathayer madhaviyamavastham. Yeah. See, adau ashvasya, this is from Malati Madhavam, whatever it is. From an atakam by Bhavabhuti. I don't know what is that, but you can see the meaning obviously. Adau ashvasya, first you console. Tadanu, afterwards, madhaviyam avastham kathayehe. Tell about the state of madhavi. Madhaviyam, belonging to Madhavi, Malati Madhavam, Madhava. So, Madhaviyam Avastham, the state belonging to Madhava, means Madhava's state, you tell. See, Malati is there, Malati Madhavam, you know? Malati is the heroine, Nayika, Madhavaha Nayakaha. Now, Madhava is not doing well, something happened to him. Now you go and tell this to Malati, don't tell straight away. First you console her, adav ashvasya, then carefully you tell her about the state in which Madhava is. It's not that he is a sick or any such thing, he is in love. That could be some such thing, because I don't know. I did not see it. But a drama means what? Love only, you know. Drama means love, nataka.
Swamiji, he is, while explaining Anu, he is bringing this prayoga of Tadanu. Tadanu itself he has explained
Here it is, Tad Anu. It is separate. You separate it.
And then there is a
Sandhi.
Tadanu itself is explained as a.
Tadanu itself is an avyaya. But here Anu is taken as, given as an example for afterwards. Tadanu. In Tadanu, itself that Anu came in the meaning of piche. Iske piche means Anu is the piche, like that. Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, what the question is really, if Tadanu by Sandhi, it is Tad Anu, the meaning is same as Tadanu, this, but still Tadanu is counted as a separate avyaya.
Yeah,
so
it is there in the Nipata. Therefore, it could be in the Nipata list and it could also be Tad and Anu. Both ways, it is the same. You don't get anything extra out of it, but it is given like that. Then another meaning, together with Anu. This Anu has many meanings. Together with Anu Gangam Varanasi. This is again Avyayibhava Samasa. Gangam Anu Varanasi. Along with Ganga, you have the city of Kashi, along with Ganga. Therefore, Anugangam Varanasi. Avyayibhava Samasa. Then third meaning, Hina, means less than. Its quality is less. In that meaning also it can be used. How? Anupanini manye vayyakarana. All other vyakarana people are less than Panini. Anu means less. Then Anvarjunam Dhanushkaha, all the bow people, bow, what they call?
Archers.
Archers. All the archers are less than Arjuna's quality. Then Anvamram Phalani, all the fruits are less than the mango fruit. Then
Lakshana. Lakshana means signal. Vrukshamanu vidyotate vidyut. This is given anu. So vidyut vidyotate, the lightning is brilliantly shining where? Vruksham anu, by the side of the tree. Where there is tree, vruksham anu, where there is tree, there the lightning is shining brilliantly. Vruksham anu anusrutya, vruksham anusrutya. Vruksha, the tree became, where is the lightning? Yeah, where do you find the tree? There the lightning is there. Tree became the lakshana, you know. క్రమేణ సుప్తామను సంవివేశ సుప్తోత్థితాం ప్రాతరనూదతిష్ఠత్. వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. సో మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ అను మీన్స్ యా ఓకే లక్షణ ఓకే. క్రమేణ సుప్తామను సంవివేశ సి ద కౌ, ద దిలీప మహారాజా ఈజ్ సర్వింగ్ ది కౌ. And after some time, Kramena, after some time, the cow was grazing for a long time. Now after some time, Suktam, it lied down. Then Anu, that he took as a signal, and Samvivesha, he sat down. Okay? Then Suttothitam Prataha, early morning it wakes up, Prataha. And after sleeping, it wakes up, it gets up. Suttothitam Prataha, Suttothitam. Anu, that he took to take as a signal, Anu Udhatishthat, he too got up. Like that, he served. Okay, then Ittham Bhuta Akhyana. So, Ittham Bhuta, it is like that, in that kind of a description. It is like that. In that meaning, Anu is used. How? Sadhu Devadatto Mataramanu. Devadattaha Sadhuhu. Devadatta is a good boy. Why? Mataram anu, with reference to the mata, mother, his conduct is such that he is a good person. Okay? In that sense it is used. Then another meaning, a part, bhaga. Lakshmi harim anu. Lakshmi is a part of Hari. Like Parvati is a part of Shiva, Ardhangi. Lakshmi is also abides in the on the heart of Vishnu. And so Lakshmi hi harim anu. And wherever anu comes, the word becomes karma pravachaniya samjna. And so it gets dvitiya vibhakti. That is a vibhakti artha.
Otherwise ittam bhutam lakshmi would have got tritiya.
Tritiya, yeah. Vipsa. Vipsa means repetition. Vruksham vruksham anu sinchati. Every tree, that is the meaning.
Tree after tree.
Tree after tree. Tree after tree is every, yeah, exactly, that is exactly like English, yeah. Every tree, that is the meaning. Tree after tree. Then afterwards, meaning anu means afterwards, and also there is a connection, cause-effect connection is also there. Therefore, the meaning could be hetu yukta anantara, means afterwards, and also connected by hetu hetu madbhava. Japamanu pravarshat. Japa is first, varsha came later. And that varsha came because of the japa. That is the japamanu pravarshat. So varsha was not, rains were not there, some japa was done. Now rain came, after the japa rain came. But because of the japa rain came. So not only after japa, but also because of the japa rains came. Then, according to the sequence, that is the meaning of anu. Anukramam means following a particular sequence. Anujyeshtham, first jyeshtha and then the second one, like that. Anurupam, the rupa is there according to that rupa. Anurupam, in accordance with the given form. Like that in many, yeah, karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya, wherever anu is there, karma pravachaniya saunjna comes to anu. Anu is put in the category of karma pravachaniya saunjna.
meaning is also given. In these meanings it gets this saunjnya. And when that saunjnya comes, karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya, whatever is connected with the karma pravachaniya, it gets dvitiya vibhakti. That is how we are using harim anu. Then ang, this is also from pradigana, and it can be used always with verb, but it can be used independently also. One meaning is ishat, a little. Oshnam. So aushnam it is. Sandhi became oshnam. Means a little hot. Kinchitushnam. Then also maryada. Maryada means limit. Ang maryada abhividyo. Maryada is the limit. ఓదకాంతాత్ ఆవనాంతాద్వా ప్రియం ప్రోష్యమను వ్రజేత్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ధర్మశాస్త్ర. సి ప్రియా మీన్స్ ది బిలవెడ్, ప్రోష్యా మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ సెండింగ్ హిమ్ టు అనదర్ టౌన్, హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ సెండింగ్ హిమ్ ఆఫ్, సీయింగ్ హిమ్ ఆఫ్. సో హౌ లాంగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో అలాంగ్ విత్ హిమ్ అప్ టు ఆ ఉదకాంతాత్ ఆవనాంతాద్వా. Till the udaka comes, means the till the tank comes, water tank, and it ends. So till then, so up to the water tank you follow him, you walk with him. Once the water tank comes, you can say goodbye and he will go by his walk, you return. Or avanantadva, the woods come, till then you walk with him and then you say goodbye and you come back. Like that they do. They follow him. In the villages, some distance they travel. We used to send to the bus stop. Whereas here it is all walking only. Therefore, a udakantat, a vanantatva. There a is the limit.
Asamanta is also same.
A samantat, yeah.
And what is that samanta then?
Everywhere, from all directions.
Sama?
Samanta.
Sama, anta.
Samanta.
Samanta.
That is avyaya. Samantat.
Samantat.
It came. Vibhakti prati rupakam avyaya. Then Shakuntala. Apaditoshad vidushanna sadhumanye prayoga vijnanam. This is in the very beginning. The sutra dhara comes. And then tells to the audience. Today I am going to present a drama to you. This name, drama is called Abhijnana Shakuntala. And it is written by a new poet called Kalidasa. Having written the poem, the drama, he believes that it is a good one. But unless it is played on the stage, and all the people, scholarly people like you enjoy it, till then, the prayoga vijnanam, that we can play a drama well, our knowledge of the presentation of the drama is not complete. Vidushām āparitoṣāt, until the satisfaction of the scholarly people, prayoga vijñānam sādhu namanye, our knowledge of the presentation of the drama is not complete. That is how I think. Okay, that is what he said. Therefore I am now presenting that drama of Abhijñāna Śākuntalam. That is what the sutradhara says. And then hey Sakhi, like that he calls. Where are all the actors? They are all behind the scene. Okay, are they ready? Yes, they are ready. What about Sangeetakam? What about the drama, orchestra people? They are also ready. Then what is the delay? Okay, close the curtain and begin with the prayer. Like that the drama starts. All
and
that is written.
Sutradhara is always, same as the
master of
ceremony. Vidushaka?
No.
They are always different.
Right? Sutradhara can be a natta. Sutradhara can be a natta. He goes back and puts on makeup and all that and participates in the drama. Could be. Or he could be the director. Or he could be a scholar who advises them. Any one of them could be a sutradhara. He is given a lot of importance also. He appears only one time. Sometimes he becomes the natta himself. They do multiple jobs in a drama troupe, you know.
What is the name?
Sutradhara.
Sutradhara.
Sutram Bharati.
especially it is used on the stage. Movie doesn't need it, but stage needs it for those aspects which cannot be portrayed. Till they started having Swamiji this rotating stage, wherein they started having preparation on the back. When the one anka, ek anka is going on here,
then that goes back.
That goes back and then moves. But the sutradhara otherwise will do job of connecting it.
Yeah, he connects.
So sutradhara comes only once, but I think
only
sutradhara
one time.
Keeps coming and telling.
Maybe at the end also he comes in some drama. At the end also, maybe. Aang maryada abhividhyoh. Aang is used in maryada, limit. Abhividhi. Abhividhi is also limit. But there is a definition for maryada and abhividhi. Tena vina maryada, tena saha abhividhi. Without that, maryada. Along with it, abhividhi. So up to Wilson. Means will you include Wilson or not? If you include Wilson, it is abhividhi. If you exclude Wilson, it is maryada. Okay, you got the point? Up to the tank. Means tank beginning or tank end? If it is tank end, that is abhividhi. Tank is included. Tank beginning, tank, that means tank excluded. Therefore, it is maryada. In abhividhi meaning also it comes. How? Akumarad yashaf panine. So, Panini's kirti, yashas, is up to kids. Means including kids, not excluding kids. Even kids know about the glory of Panini. Amulat Shrotumichami Shakuntala. I want to hear from the beginning. From the beginning means don't exclude the beginning, include the beginning. That is abhivithi. Aang maryada vachane. So that is how karma pravachaniya saunjna came. Panchamyam panchamyapang paribhihi. Apa, Aang, Pari. When they are in Karma Pravachaniya, they get Panchami. They attract Panchami Vibhakti. The word we get Satra, Panchami Vibhakti. A, Moolat.
Akadarat
Samasa. Akadarat Samasa. Like that. Moolat. A is there, Panchami ke. Then Adhi. Adhi is again an Upasarga. But it can be used in its own right. First meaning is sambandha, swaswami bhava sambandha. Adhi brahmadatte panchalaha. Panchalaha brahmadatte adhi. Means panchala desha is in the command of the brahmadatta. Adhi, he is the master. And adhi comes saptami will come. Adhi brahmadatte panchalaha. Adhi panchaleshu brahmadattaha. It can be said the other way also. So, panchaleshu brahmadattaha adhi. So, it can be prathama vibhakti also. Now, it is a separate word. So, panchaleshu brahmadattaha adhi. Adhi means adhitya vartate. Not adhitya, adhishthitya vartate. So, he is the head of the panchaladesha. In that sense, adhi can be used separate word. And in which case, adhi becomes brahmadatta is prathama vibhakti. If you say in the command of the brahmadatta, brahmadatte adhi panchalaha, that way also you can use. Both usages are possible. Adhi rame bhuhu, adhi bhuvi ramaha. You see, rame adhi bhuhu. See, adhi tishthati. Suppose you want to say adhi means adhi tishthati. Then what you have to say? Ramaha bhuvi adhitishthati. Okay? Means adhishthitya vartate. Rama is presiding over the earth. Suppose earth is in the command of Rama. Rame adhi bhuhu. Both mean the same. Okay? So both usages are there. In one, Rama comes as prathama vibhakti. In the other, Rama comes as saptami vibhakti. When you want to say, Rama is presiding over the earth, prathama vibhakti. Earth is in the command of Rama. Rama becomes a Saptamaya Vritti. Adhirishvare. Like that there is a sutra. Because of which karma pravachaniya samujna came. Yasmad adhikan yasya cheshvarascha natatras yasya yasya cheshvara. My glasses need a change. I got it checked in Canada. And also they gave me the prescription. I have to purchase the glasses. In India, not here. So you have to wait for a week, for 2 weeks. After going, I will get sunglasses. Till then I have to struggle sometimes. Yasmadadhikam yasya cheshvara tatra saptami. Okay. Sometimes saptami bhakti comes. Yasya cheshvaraha, he is Ishvara of that. In that sense, saptami bhakti comes. That is how Rame Adhi Bhuhu. That is how Rame Saptami came. Because Adhi came in the meaning of Ishvara. Adhiri Ishvare. And whenever Ishvarartha is there, Saptami Bhakti comes. That is how Adhi means Ishvara and hence Saptami. Okay? Then Adhi means in the context of. So, harau ityadhi hari, harau vishaya saptami, in the context of hari, that is the vigraha vakya. Then adhi comes in the saptami vibhaktyartha, and so adhi hari, this is the avyayi bhava samasa. You have studied avyayi bhava samasa, laghu you did not do.
But Swami, you explained samasa.
Samasas we have done. But in laghu, it comes very, very nicely. More seriously it is done. Avyayi bhava samasa. Yeah. Api. You see this api. It is there in the pradayaha. Api yanti. Like that. But api is used independent. Without any verb also it is used. Quite often it is used in the meaning of prashna, prashna as a question. Apisannihitotra kolapatihi, that is the prashna. So Dushyanta is asking, kolapatihi atra apisannihitaha. Kolapatihi is the kanva. Kanva, who is the head of this group, is he nearby? Is he around? Like that he is asking, api. Question. Okay? Apyagraneer mantrakrata vrushinam kushagra buddhe kushali guruste. This is from Raghu Vamsha. So Kautsa Maharshi came and Raghu Maharaja is asking him a question. So rushinam mantrakratam rushinam agranihi te guruhu api kushali. That is the question. Hey kushagra buddhe. Means you have a very fine intellect, as sharp as the
blade.
As the edge, at the end of a blade of grass. As sharp as the end of a blade of grass, kusha grass. So that kind of a sharp buddhi you have, he kushagra buddhe, te guruhu ati kushali. Is your guru doing well? Okay, that is the question. Then the guru is described as mantrakartam rushinam agrani. He is the foremost among the rishis who make mantras. Mantrakartam means who receive mantras. Like that they say, see, mantrakartaha means mantradrashtaraha. Mantras are not supposed to be uttered, you know. Therefore, mantras are seen. But the usage is there. Mantra karta, usage is there. In the mantras itself, the usage is there. Mantra karta, mantra karto. Like that, mantra karto. Yeah, you got it right. Paradam. mantra kruto, like that in the Shanti mantra it comes. So quite often the Shanti mantras are said, you know. So there this mantra comes. There mantra kruto, like that it comes. Yeah. So mantra kartaha, those who make the mantras, means they author the mantras. But mantras are not supposed to be authored. Therefore mantra kartaha ityasya mantra drashtaraha ityarthaha, like that we say. So they receive the mantras, they see the mantras ityarthaha. So Kalidasa also uses in the same sense. So mantra kartam rishinam, rishihi darshanat. Rishi is the one who sees the truth, he is the Rishi. Munir mananat. Muni is the one who contemplates. So, anyway, so this mantra kratam rishinam agranihi, that guru, is he doing fine? We'll finish this appeal tomorrow. Tomorrow also you can have the class.
So is it like Mananath Muni, Kavi also has some definition like that?
Yeah.
What is the Upatti?
Kavayati iti Kavihi.
But Kavi